From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump Tuesday said he backs a new Republican plan to overhaul the nation's health care system.
It follows the guidelines I laid out in my congressional address, a plan that will lower costs, expand choices, increase competition, and ensure health care access for all Americans.
The plan is aimed at repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, approved in 2010 when Democrats held the majority. Health and Human Services Secretary, former Congressman Tom Price, a doctor, sought to defend the plan against conservative opposition that it doesn't go far enough to get the government out of health care.
This is the beginning of the process, and we look forward to working with them and others to make certain that, again, we come up with that process that aligns with the principles that we've defined, that they actually adhere to or agree with as well, and that is that we need a system that's affordable for folks, system that is, that's accessible for individuals, that's of the highest quality, that incentivizes innovation, and that empowers patients.
Democrats denounce the plan as threatening the coverage of millions under Obamacare and benefiting the rich. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday said Somalia needs massive support to prevent a repeat of the 2011 famine that killed 260,000 people.
We have 6.2 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in Somalia. That's almost half of the Somali population. We have 333,000 children that are acutely malnourished and the risk to go up to 1 million if there is not enough support to avoid it.
The UN chief met Somalia's newly elected leader, UN and African and UN officials, and toured a hospital in Baidoa caring for the malnourished. The UN declared a famine in Somalia, as well as parts of Nigeria, Yemen, and South Sudan. This is VOA News. Diplomats